alleged to have done this to most of his entire family.
One neighbor says the suspect did require special care, which had been provided by his mother, Linda Kaloji. The weapon was legally registered to someone in the home. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And again on Wall Street, stocks have hit the ground running this morning, the first trading day of the new year. The NASDAQ is up 68 points, the S&P ahead 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And a good Tuesday morning, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda still enjoying their anniversary holiday. And we're giving them an extra day off on this first working day of 2018. We're going to have to get used to saying that, aren't we? 2018. Well, welcome to the program. And Carl thought it would be interesting if this morning we did a best of, and not just any best of, if we hit the Wayback Machine one full year to 12 months ago on this very day, as we were starting 2017 all bright and shiny and all kinds of things had not yet happened, and we had just lots of anticipation, and we're going to take a look back at the beginning of the year and see how things have changed. Now, KCNR, your town hall of the airwaves and Redding's remaining locally owned radio station, now is looking forward to a lot of changes. We've got a new studio going underway. We're going to be revamping our facilities. We're going to be adding new programming. We're going to be doing some great things to further put this station out in front as your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. So this will be a best of playback, so no calls unless you just want to say hello. I'm going to take a quick look at the weather here before we start the playback. Today from the National Weather Service, partly sunny, a high near 67 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 43. Chance of rain tomorrow, and then rain likely tomorrow night through Thursday, so there's a much-needed precipitation coming down. Showers continuing into the weekend. Right now in Redding, we have 37 degrees. And now, sit back and relax to a playback of the best of Free Fire Radio from January the 2nd, 2017.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, and welcome to 2017.
That's right.
Well, we have to turn on our... microphones. You know, turn on the microphones, Bob. Microphones.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Here we go.
Turn the other one off.
Okay, well, we might have had, you know, remember there's been 3 or 4 days here of other people being on the air and microphones get moved around. But good morning, everybody. Here we are. Is it Monday?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's got to be a Monday with everything that's going on so far this morning.
Well,
so.
It's a beautiful day to begin
2017.
And we celebrate.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How about you? What's going on with you?
Oh, I've just had an exciting morning.
Well, I did too. I mean, I came in this morning and I said, okay, Carl, I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Never mind.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's currently 35 degrees. Going through all the things that we've had to go through this morning. Carl, just stop me in my flow.
That's okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to start all over again. So run our first commercials.
And that was the beginning of Free Fire Radio a year ago today. You're listening to a best of. Your ears are not deceiving you. You did not fall through a black hole into the time loop. It is, in fact, 2018. But we are enjoying ourselves with a playback of a best of episode from 1 year ago today. KCNR 1460, and we will continue after these messages.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And 12 minutes after 7 o'clock on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, and we are doing a best of today, and Carl and Linda extending their anniversary one more day, so they asked me to cover this first working day of 2018 with a look back at the first working day of 2017. This portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers, in-home healthcare services, more than an in-home healthcare agency, an extended family when your family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home healthcare, customizing solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one or their happiest at home. And, of course, a heads up that beginning tomorrow, Sharon Clark will be hosting her program beginning at 9 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio, so be sure to be listening for that. Meanwhile, though, at 13 minutes past 7 o'clock, we continue with our best of playback from January the 2nd, 2017 of Free Fire Radio.
Okay, we're going to start all over for 2017. We've got all of our microphones and our things set up now.
Kinks are out.
You had a...
I hope so. You ready?
You had a hell of a morning.
Are your kinks out?
My kinks are out now.
Thank you.
Had a hell of a morning, didn't you?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't understand, and I'm hoping that it didn't happen. You know, because truly I did get a red light ticket there before, and I didn't, as far as I know, I did not roll through. There were two cars parked in front of me, like, waiting at the light, and I was behind one of, a dark SUV, and I pulled over alongside of it, and I thought, well, you know, I pulled behind it, you know, and then I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just, you know, there's room on the right, so I went on the right, and then there's a walkway there, and, of course, the crosswalk.
Crosswalk.
And I just went to go look to the left, and the light went on. It flashed twice. It flashed twice. Their lights flashed twice.
But you hadn't gone through.
I don't think I did.
No, unless you're moving through there, you didn't go through.
Well, I know that I'd stopped.
Maybe it was aimed at somebody else.
I hope so, but I mean, that's how I started my morning.
This is not how you start out 2017.
I started out my morning, and my heart was heavy, and I drove, and I said, could I have done that? I mean, you know, I start to question yourself. Like, I know I've known before when I did it.
Now, this is not your first rodeo.
That same place, I know when I did it in the past. But this morning, no, I don't know that.
Okay.
And no, I feel like I put my foot on the brake and I think I paused. So you start to question yourself, like, where did I leave? You know how it is. Where's my car parked? Where did I leave my glasses? Where did I leave my keys?
where's my cell phone?
Yeah, those kinds of things. And, you know, come back after, you know, the crazy holiday season has been wonderful. And by the way, folks, the weather. Let's talk about the weather a little bit.
Yeah, let's go. Hey, it's 605-456-7. Happy New Year. It's our phone number. We're starting off the year. We've got a few glitches going because our regular producer, Bob Belongi, Bad Bob, and his wife are going down to this big tech conference down in Las Vegas, and had left some things here that we're unable to find.
We called files.
There were some files that we haven't been able to find yet, so we were starting off the year differently. Anyway, so
we're back now, and here we are, Carl and Linda.
I've stopped running around the office screaming at everything.
Thank God nobody else is around here except for upstairs.
Yeah, well, I hope I woke them up.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
So, yeah, the colonel is in the house.
Don't laugh, Bob. You're not out of trouble yet. Okay.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and no, it was a wonderful, in fact, we should be, let's open our hearts with kindness. Bob, how was your New Year's?
Mine was terrific, Linda. How about yours? And happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Yes, we did celebrate
our anniversary.
nine years yesterday. Thank God you didn't scream at me yesterday.
I would never do that.
But we did drive back. You let me drive, too. So, no, you don't let me do anything.
I don't let you do
anything. But it was very nice. You let me ride in the car.
I let you ride in the car.
That's about it. So we were up in the mountains. It was so beautiful. It was just so nice to be up in our friends again, you know, had the lodge outside of Tennant, and we were up there in the snow, and it did snow, and we were coming back. We were in the snow. We drove through Mount Shasta. It's just so charming to drive through Mount Shasta when the town is filled with snow. We stopped and had a bite of lunch in Mount Shasta, and the snow was falling, and it said it was going to be
8 to 10 inches.
Yeah, this is what they said. The gal that was serving us. But anyway,
I don't know if that was.
It's currently 39 out right now. 80% chance of rain and snow. That's what the forecast is calling for right now. With our highs of 38, rain and snow likely tonight. With our lows of 30, tomorrow calls for 90% chance of rain. With our highs of 40, Tuesday night all rain. With our lows of 37, Wednesday 80 to 50% goes from showers, then chance of showers. On Wednesday night with about 50 degrees, and Thursday calls for mostly cloudy with a high near 49 and a chance of showers again. You know what? We'll take the rain.
This weekend's going to be huge. It's coming this next weekend from what I saw in a 7-day forecast.
Well, Saturday is like 50 with rain, and Saturday night's low of 40, and rain on Sunday. So we have a rainy week ahead of us. And, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, and what they're saying, too, is because we had so much snow, now with the rain coming down behind it, you could have some big runoff. So be prepared out there.
We talked about this yesterday while we were driving, because we went from snow to rain to slush. And we just love being in the elements. It's really cool. You know, it's
20 degrees.
It's wonderful we love that about the North State. You know, even though we have these, like, suck in really hot, you know, I can only take about a week of being super hot. And by the way, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We want to thank our sponsors because, you know, when you own and build a radio station like Carl and I have done, and we're celebrating 8 years of being on the air, 9 years of being married, 8 years being on the air, 1 year of being married by this dark, like a FCC license, and build the studio and build the station. If it hadn't been for all of the sponsors and the weekend shows that support the breath and the life and the force of the station, we could not be on the air. So we must, you know, when we stop and we do our sponsor thank yous, it's just because they're the ones that have decided to support us. And we appreciate them so much, such as Shasta Gas Propane. They bring us the weather. They support the weather. They sponsor the weather. They're a locally owned, veteran-owned business. The family owned. It's just they're wonderful people. So shouts to Gas Propane.
Chuck and Judy Kinney.
Thank you for being our sponsors. And we are going to do a lot of that love with a breakdown of each one of the businesses that have been with us for many, many years. And they just believe in what that is shopping local, staying local. We talked a lot about this during the holidays at Christmas time. There's a younger generation, not all, but some, who just, it's convenient to go on Amazon Prime. It's convenient. Things just come to the door. You don't have to go anywhere. Well, I said to one recently, gee, if I did that, that means that you would never make a living as doing nails or hair or massage or, you know, you would never make a living because somebody would just automatically press a button and their hair would be done. How would you ever make a living doing that? So you must think about the fact that you think about the energy that goes into the gas, the lights, the people that need, you know, that you have on your staff, the insurance, all of the things it takes for a business to be open. So even if you come in and you spend a little, you're supporting our community.
It is easier to shop. For some people, shop online, but going out and going into a boutique like Dandelion Boutique and buying from them keeps the business open, keeps the business open, pays taxes. It makes our community stronger. You've got to take a look at what the future is going to look like. But there's no reason our own businesses can't get out there and compete on that.
Now, here's my question. Am I stupid or am I smart? What would you think? Okay, so here's the scenario. I had something I had to do where there was like a fashion thing involved, and I bought a clothing rack. My friend bought a clothing rack on Amazon Prime for half. Well, it was probably $30 less than what I paid, but I went and shopped. It was a big box store, but I shopped local. Had to go get the box, schlep it in my car, take it home. I paid more money, less convenient. But for me, it was about the fact that I was going to do that. She probably had the box. It was delivered to her house. You know, I don't know. I understand. The word isn't stupid, but, you know, I mean, that's the difference.
There is a difference, and sometimes it's not even that big a difference. You say $30 less, sometimes it's a lot less than that. But people just, maybe they don't want to shop or something. But after a while, you're not going to be able to shop because those places be gone. So, hey, good morning, Jimmy, to you, too. I'm glad to see you're still around here. I know that you work down south. So,
good morning,
buddy. Hey,
Happy New Year. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know what, Carl, when we say Happy New Year, there's a lot of things going on. You got your list there. We got to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on in headlines. And not forget that 8 o'clock, we do have the Enjoy, going to kick off the New Year with them and find out what's going on. I'm sure they have tales of what happened for them to the holidays. But going on, other things in the news.
Well, you know what, and it's terrible to start off the year with things. So, I mean, I don't know whether to kind of lead into them with other stories, but or just hit it right now. But Hollywood, you know the big sign in Hollywood?
Yes.
They changed the name from Hollywood to Hollyweed sometime during the night or someplace. So it looked It was Hollyweed until they could get up there and fix it, which I thought was kind of amusing.
Right.
49ers fired not only their general manager, but the coach, but also the general manager. This weekend, after they had a 2-14 season, but I think they really ought to take a look at. Of course, the coach and the general manager. I mean, those are the ones you can't fire the team. But let's look really what happened there. All the unrest in that team when Kaepernick took his knee,
yeah.
And he still does, or when he, you know, because oh, I'm, you know, frankly, a person who doesn't know his history of the United States, but he took his knee and. There must have been such a.
There's a breakdown.
Well, there was a breakdown. I'm sure
in morale. In the whole morale.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. That when that happens, that the trying to get the team to play together, and then having neither quarterback. You know, Kaepernick shows up unable to play because of his not unable to play, but not ready to play. Lost all his weight. He was on this. You know, a vegan diet and all this. But the bottom line is right, the morale of the team. how hard that must be to get them up when people are booing them, and they're probably, some of them are in there feeling like, wait a minute, I'm slapped with this sign that I don't care about our Warriors, and I don't care about the flag, and that's not true. You know, many on the team probably felt like that. But if they said anything, oh, but maybe they did say things. Maybe there's a lot of turmoil in that locker room that nobody ever heard about.
How do you think the fans felt knowing that they've bought season tickets and their quarterback is kneeling? Think about the fans' hearts and souls.
Well, I heard a lot of 49er
guys. So the morale,
guys,
the fact is that they allowed, yes, a team can have rules. They allowed him. Should have said every time, you can do what you want to do, but every time you kneel, you're on the side. You're on the sidelines.
But they're not going to do
that. Why can't they do that? Why can't somebody draw a hard line? Well, why?
They could. They refuse to do that.
Why?
That is their, well, why is the sky blue? You know, I mean, they didn't want to act like they believe that his kneeling was truly an embarrassment. Oh, no, no, we respect his right to kneel. Okay, you can say that, but I think you can also be very strong about it and say, fine, if you're kneeling, but the organization itself does not agree with it. You know, we do respect the flag and all this, and the organization did not do that. So, you know, you can tell a person not, you know, now there's other coaches I heard said, if you want to kneel, you're not going to play.
You know what this is like for me? I mean, you can philosophically say whatever you want to say. To me, it's like flipping the bird. It's a symbol of disrespect. It's a symbol. If somebody's driving along a car and they flip you off, come on, how many people have been flipped off? You just are like, that is like gross. That's disgusting. That a man or a woman, you know, where that's just a, so to me, the feeling I get with that is that you're flipping off all these people, the fans, because you're so important about how you feel. And even though you're going to pay millions of dollars and you're supposed to be a professional, it's kind of like, I feel this way, so I am not going to perform.
I would imagine that in the future, and Jimmy says, isn't it because the players are under contract? Yeah, they have to be able to play and all this. But I would imagine somewhere in there, in the next bunch of contracts coming out, there's going to probably be something in there that says you will not do anything that causes embarrassment to. I mean, well, I'm sure there must be something in there now that there's says that you can't embarrass the team, or your behavior is enough to get you benched or fined or this. But the 49ers' approval of his actions, as Mike writes in the chat room, is what's turned off a lot of people to the 49ers. Plus the fact that you have Oakland actually having a great team this year, and too bad that the guy broke his leg.
But. Yeah, it really is. But this is the crack of morale is what I'm saying. It's the crack of morale. Once you let one thing go, then it becomes, it's a, what's the theory of the next crack and the next crack, and then the flood begins. What's that called?
I don't know.
There's a name for it. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
all right.
The slippery slope.
Bob, you're a big fan, sports fan. What do you think?
Well, I know the NBA had a similar situation about 20 years ago when a player refused to stand for the national anthem on religious grounds, and that was subsequently collectively bargained in the next agreement. They told the players, you will stand for the national anthem or you will be fined, and that was the end of it.
Yep.
So, well, that's what I'm saying is I think there's going to be something that goes into the contracts that just says, you're not going to do this. You're going to respect the flag. And if you don't, well, you know, it's too bad. You're going to stand there and you're not going to make, you know, you're not going to do these things because it's cost us. It's cost us a lot this year because people realize that people like Kaepernick, who makes $25 million a year, you know, is just who has never, you know, put his life out there on the line for anything more than a game. And I'm not sure you put your life on the line for that, is causing many of the fans that support football, it upsets them. You may get your percentage, oh, I don't care, but there's many that do support football that does. Okay, moving on. Can we move on?
Yeah.
You
I
sure?
have a couple things I want to
Are
talk
you sure?
about. Too. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's move on.
Do you want to go first?
No.
Okay, well, you know, we've talked about in 2017, to travel or not to travel. A lot of people are wondering, when Trump takes office in 2017, what's that going to be like on the international field as far as traveling? Some people are worried about how they're going to be perceived as Americans. Now, I remember when Bush was in and I was in Florence, and some guy standing behind me, I was ready to do a rental car or something like that, all of a sudden starts to ask me, finding out, sees my passport, sees that I'm American, and starts to ask me pressing questions regarding one of the conflicts that was going to be almost happening or something. And I just thought to myself, God, I'm standing in line and, you know, in Venice, and the last thing on my mind, I don't want to be talking about this right now. And he was just, he was like, he wanted to engage, or maybe he wanted to argue about it. I'm not sure. But this article is talking about a potentially controversial president means you have to prepare. This, according to this intelligent director of Pinkerton, Americans traveling abroad need to have a comprehensive plan for staying safe. Duh. Always have been. But here are three things that they say. When you travel internationally during the next 4 years, just to show the world that Americans are far more varied lot than the politicians they see on TV or read about in the paper, apply for a passport. Less than half of Americans have passports.
Okay. I'm surprised that half have them.
All right. So it costs $110 for adults and $80 for kids.
Right.
All right. Learn another language. And you and I both know that when we traveled, if it's just a few words, I'm talking about a friend of mine who's going to France, knowing a few words in the native language will take you far. Perfect time to pick up a little Spanish, French, German, or actually they're saying Mandarin, which is what we're... I think they're teaching that over there at the School of the Arts. Yes. Build a bridge. Whether you strike up a friendship with someone who lives outside the U.S. or take a volunteer vacation outside the country, you can use your travel to show the world what Americans are really like. Now, you and I have traveled a lot. We traveled during a time when we know that other parts of the world looked at some people as ugly Americans.
Yeah, but I was carrying a gun. So I didn't really care what they thought as long as they didn't say it to me. No. You know what? Most of the places I've gone to...
That's not true.
No, I know that. I said most of the places I've gone to, that people like Americans. You know, they like us as individuals. And, you know, when they ask something about... Usually when they ask questions about the president or what's going on, the kind of thing is that, you know, you quickly make the point that, hey, look, I'm not the president. I didn't make that policy. But I am an American, and we are still the shining city on the hill. You know, that's why so many people want to come to our country, and that it's a great country. And in that, but I've never really run into the fact of people not liking Americans from the places I've gone to. They want to talk to us. They want to share with us. And if you do, and it's absolutely right, if you know some of the phrases before you go over there, you're trying. You know, you're trying to learn their language and to do that. They love it. So it's kind of like if somebody comes here from another country, like we ran into a lot of people on the bridge the other day.
Yes.
And they were from China, and they didn't have a lot of English. They did not have a lot of English, but they
right.
could say Merry Christmas.
Yes.
They could say Merry Christmas and oh, hello, but they were very friendly. And you had a friendly feeling about them because they were family and they were open in this. So, hey, the one thing about the weekend that... It was a great weekend, but the one thing I missed was my sleep number.
Coming
bed.
Back to your bed.
You know,
true.
It is a great bed. I mean, Mike and Bertha, I mean, this is, they gave us their apartment to stay in. So, I mean, the bed's great, but, you know, when you get home to your sleep number bed.
To your chosen bed.
To your chosen sleep number setting. And my sleep number setting, of course, is 60.
My sleep number setting has changed.
To?
40.
No, it's always been 40.
No, it used to be 55.
It used to be 55. Mm-hmm. Now it's 40. You're right. And sometimes I put it down to 35 to mess with you a little bit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to bother you.
You can't mess with me.
I can't mess
with
you.
I try,
but I can't. Okay. You know what? With the sleep number mattress, you have your perfect firmness. You sleep so well. No aches or pains the next day from bad sleeping. Number one thing we should be looking at for 2017 is health. Now, we have redoubled ourselves our efforts this year into being as healthy and as fit as we possibly can. Is that right?
That's right. Everybody says this in January. We're with
That's
you.
That's right. I'm with you. Okay, so today on January 2nd, hey, we are out there. We're with you. We're going to help push through this health and fitness. Now, part of health and fitness is diet. It's
sleep.
It's gym. But the third part, of course, is sleep.
Sleep and drinking lots of water. That's right. The water
but
and the
right
rest.
Right now, Sleep Number Queen mattresses.
Positive thoughts, Carl.
Start only at $699.99. That's right. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season.
And, of course, what you're listening to was recorded a year ago. We'll have some updated information on our from our friends at Sleep Number following the break. You're listening to a best of Free Fire Radio from exactly 12 months ago today, January the 2nd of 2017. We're going to take a break. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, in reality. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com. Northern Firearms Instruction, our best of edition of Free Fire Radio to start off the new year, is right after this.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And KCNR 1460, 738, as we are listening to a best of show from January the 1st, 2017. And long before all of the big stories of this past year took place, we were with a fresh slate, just as we are today. A reminder, Carl and Linda took an extra day for their anniversary vacation. They will be back tomorrow, bright and fresh, here at Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves.
Now,
Let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here on January the 2nd, 2017. 39 degrees today, and that's our high. It's going to go down to 33 tonight. It looks like a chance for rain and snow here, and that's kind of interesting. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her crew of people. It's the best in-home care that you're going to get, whether it's short-term, say you've had an injury or an operation, or long-term in-home care. It's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She handpicks the people. They have background investigations. They're all bonded and insured, and they're all well-trained.
Locally owned.
Locally owned, locally operated. Business of the year, businesswoman of the year, or business person of the year, I should say. At Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give her a call at 226-8350. All right. Now, Ronda Rousey. Okay, I have to say that Ronda Rousey has got this spot. She brought the UCF or whatever they are, mixed martial arts, the fighters. It was a big sport already, but Ronda Rousey brought it to a pinnacle. She was a bantamweight fighter, and I think she was like 140, and she made it sexy. She was tough. She went into movies, went into modeling. She was on sports, you know, the Sports Illustrated covers and all of these things. And she was the largest person in mixed martial arts in the UCF.
As far as big celebrity.
As part of a celebrity. Right. Yeah. I mean, she was a headliner. She got paid a lot of money. She went up against Holly Holmes last year and got her jaw broken and got beaten bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just dropped out of sight, frankly.
Well, she had some interviews, and she talked about how she went into depression.
Deep depression. But she essentially, you know, there were those things, but she essentially kind of dropped out. And they didn't know what was going to happen. Well, first of all, she had to get back her jaw and everything else. So then she came back to fight the champion here, Nunez. And Nunez was telling people, she says, I'm going to beat her. She can't fight. And Rousey has always been a wrestler in getting people down and having them submit. When she tried to fight with Holly Holm, and she got beat because she was trying to, like, fight with her, you know, box with her. It didn't work. So they had this weekend here on New Year's Eve. They went out for the championship. Big crowds, you know, a whole lot of people, interested in this. And Nunez came out and knocked her out in 48 seconds. She tried to come out and box again. And she couldn't fight with Nunez. Nunez is just a scrapper. And she had a technical knockout in 48 seconds. So Ronda Rousey, she could be finished. This may be, probably it's the last time she'll fight, I think, because she's been beaten bad. She's got millions of dollars in the bank. She does movies and all this. Of course, I don't know how, you know, the public is very fickle.
No, people love an underdog. And right now, in another year or two, if she decides to come back, I would think three times. If she comes back a third time and this time she loses, or, you know, how do you have grace, you know, after two losses?
Huh.
You write a book, you do a tour, you know, maybe you try one more time. But it wouldn't be the first time somebody has come back and really just has been really great.
Yeah. Well, her mother had a really interesting thing. Her mom wrote afterwards. She says, you know, people are talking about Ronda, and you know they're talking about, you know, saying bad things. But here's just my daughter, and this is what I know about her. She works extremely hard. She was a champion. She is, you know, she has been in movies. She has been all these things, and she has made a good living. And she said she's never been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
She's never had a DUI. She's never had anything. She's been a great daughter, mm-hmm. and the fact is that she's young, and her life is going to move on. And whether she decides to fight again or not, it makes no difference. We love her as much now
You know, 10 seconds before the fight, as in, right. in 10 seconds after the fight, we love her just as much.
Right.
And she's been a, you know, she's been a good person. She has encouraged people on the, she's been very, very helpful out there, raising money for kids and being out there to talk with kids. So Ronda Rousey, you know what, if she never steps another foot in a ring, I still admire this woman for everything
her
she's
courage.
My gosh, she was the world champion.
Yeah, a true champion wins and loses. It's how you lose with grace.
Yeah.
That is a champion. And you take that spirit as a champion. I mean, when you go to the Olympics, whether you win or you lose, you're a champion. You're there. She's in the ring. Someone's got to win.
Yeah.
No trophy for coming in second.
Yeah.
It's true. It's clear. Black and white.
Yeah. And then the thing is that then you're standing there and they raise the other person's hand.
Well,
while you're standing there beat.
But how many times was she standing there when her hand was raised? So,
that's
you
why.
Know, it's just, you know, she may be having a period of time in her life where it's off. And I wouldn't doubt again that if she doesn't come back.
You think she's going to fight again?
Yeah, I do. I think she'll
handshake right now. I don't think she ever will.
I think she will.
Okay, what'd you bet?
In a couple years.
What'd you bet?
I don't know. Just a bet.
Okay,
it has to be something.
Yeah, it does, because then it's
a cup of coffee.
Because then there's no trophy for second
okay,
place.
Okay, well then a cup of coffee.
That's it?
Yep.
Then I have to fix it if I win? Then I give it to you? What?
We'll
what is it?
We'll see in a couple years. You know, I think she needs to come back.
You think she needs to fight again?
Yes.
I think if she had won this fight, she would have retired.
No, I agree. But she needs to come back. Well,
Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. That's what you're talking about. Peyton Manning went out as a winner.
Yeah.
And then
but
he
there, were, there were some how many surgeries? How many times did he lose? How many times did he? You know, we're having a great time watching NFL. Okay, a couple things. Can I go? Can I talk about?
Okay, Jimmy says, I will bet $50 to one's favorite charity that she will come back.
Yep.
Okay, Jimmy, I'll tell you this.
I like it.
It's got to be within a year.
No.
Yes, it does, because after that, I don't know if I'll have $50. Jimmy has $50. I don't know why I'll have $50. Right now I have $50. I'll set it aside. I'll set it aside right now, Jimmy. All right. Okay.
Well, what? 2017 is not going to be major suckage when it comes to money. We are going to go on a plan this year. We've talked about it. Okay.
Dave Ramsey has nothing on us. We have finally, you know, we listen to the show and we go, oh, you know what? Dave's right. So we are going to do the baby steps.
I mean, I have a couple trips that I've planned. No, they are. I do have a couple trips I've got planned. I got a Gold Digger reunion in Palm Springs and, you know, a couple things like this that, you know, I've committed to. So besides that, I mean, we're really going to just, you know, go to the dollar movies. That's our entertainment.
There's our entertainment.
And we have a couple, well, we do have a couple things we have to redeem, like, you know, the Turtle Bay dinner that we sold. We didn't sell it. The money goes to Turtle Bay fundraiser, so we're going to be doing that this weekend. Coming back from the break, before we do our sponsors, I want to talk about some interesting things that are going on our planet. You know, I'd love to talk about those things. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. And, in fact, right now, if you go on to the Northern Firearms Instruction website, you will see that they've got, you know, a lot of people went out and bought certificates for their loved ones to put them through a CCW class.
Mm.
And right now, Ted Leidy, who is the owner and of Northern Firearms Instruction, retired Command Sergeant Major of the Army, is putting together a women's class here for early January. So, women, if you want to go out there, especially with all the new releases of criminals and all the things that are happening around here, if you want to go take a great class in concealed carry, go to Northern Firearms Instruction. Every one of the people there are trained by the NRA. Every one of the instructors have their certificates for it. Every one of them is experienced. Many years of shooting experience and training and teaching experience at Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to the website, read the reviews. You'll not be sorry. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check it out at readingccw.com.
And we're going to drop it off right there. You're listening to a playback of a best of Free Fire Radio from January the 2nd, 2017, 12 months ago. We're going to take a break and come back with more. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. Get generous year-end savings on the 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. That LX model's EPA-rated 51 city miles per gallon. Lease one today for $249 a month, plus tax for 36 months with no security deposit. Selling price $24,299, $19.99 cash or trade, $31.30 Kia lease cash, ID 128391. 32 Niros in stock and on the way. Check out all the great lease offers at ReddingKia.com. Get $4,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2018 Kia Optima SX. $4,000 back to you. 37 Optimas in stock and on the way. On approval to credit, must finance through KMF for Niro and Optima offer. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale ends January 3rd. Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to a Best of Free Fire Radio from 1 year ago today as we start off the new year. It is 7:51, this portion of the program. Talk about New Year's resolutions. I got to get back over to Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club. A new Aqua, well, their program is not new, but it's a great one. Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Calling. Brenda loves it. It's a unique saltwater pool available only at Wellgate Sports Club. Come experience exceptional every day. Wellgate Sports Club, they believe that self-care is the best health care. 768-1205. Now back to more playback of the January 2nd, 2017 episode of Free Fire Radio.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is doing her... What is that?
I don't know. It's like...
Yeah. Okay. Nobody
snap.
Can see that. It's 11 minutes.
It's 2017.
It snaps. Look, 11 minutes before the Ayurvedic fog. January 2nd, 2017. I'll keep saying that for a few weeks here.
Poor Mariah Carey.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me finish here. It's 39 degrees, and it's going to be... It's going to be...
Speaking of snap.
It's going to be
snap
39.
Who? Go ahead. It's going to be what?
It's going to be 39 okay. today. This is it. Ooh. This is the best it's going to get, except maybe it'll rain on us. It'll go down to 33 mm-hmm. tonight. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Mm. Give them a call.
These
little comments. And then you make faces at me when people can't see it. This is 2017. Can we, come on, let's act like adults.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California, where you can go and get your watch repaired and go pick up fabulous estate pieces. They probably would continue if you walked in tomorrow and said, hey, where's that sale? Okay, they had a 20% sale off at their anniversary. They just got great stuff. Again, locally owned Four Winds Jewelry.
2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Okay,
so Mariah Carey. So let's talk a little bit about Mariah Carey because
oh,
you know,
I can't
there
wait
this,
to talk
well,
about
no,
Mariah Carey.
Well, no, I want to say something. I want people to just get off it and get over it. You know, I think people get cruel, and the reality is, okay, yes, yeah, she was headlining millions of people in Times Square. Saw a little bit of the snippet. Okay, first of all, Mariah Carey, yeah, she can be over the top, but here's the deal. First of all, we know the fact that she is an insomniac. Okay, so it's a lot to, not that, there's no excuses. When you're, I'm sure people get paid. You know, I think about what it costs for airfare and all this stuff, and they get paid. But the fact is that she forgot, she either forgot her lyrics or she couldn't hear in the headpiece. And there's all these, you know, controversial things about the headpiece, you know, with these monitors that go in the ear.
She said she couldn't hear the soundtrack. The people that were doing this and said it was the producers that were setting her up to fail, which is kind of a funny thing to say. And, of course, they all come back and said there was nothing wrong with the audio piece.
So, but the thing is that, you know,
people,
you do, you
people
sing,
went
first
after
of all,
her.
They call when you sing over tracks. They call it the TV tracks. I've done it. You do a lead vocal, but you have background checks. So through the sound system, and you may be singing over another vocal, but you are singing live. So you just have, like, it sounds like you're recording. So when they talk about lip syncing, you're not lip syncing, you're singing over it. I suppose if you dropped out and you mouthed it, you know, the sound guy would have to then kind of blend the recorded vocal and the live vocal. So people need to know those are called TV tracks, and all entertainers usually in live performances will sing with multiple tracks behind them.
A live premix.
Well, it's not a live premix. It's like you took your tracks from the recording.
Yeah, but that's your premix, and then you sing with it, so it's a live.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can't, it's not like you can take a guitar, make it louder, it's all, it's,
no, no,
you know,
I, no, yeah. No, no, but it's premixed already, and you're
yeah.
singing along with
and
it.
You've got
and what
drums
she did was,
and the whole
she
thing.
Lost her place, or one of two things, she either lost her place, and then she couldn't get it back.
Right.
And,
she couldn't
or,
hear.
And she couldn't hear, or that she just, it was, her sound went off.
She couldn't hear.
And she didn't know where she was at.
Exactly. Right. And then it just would, You know what it's like when you lose your place and your mind starts to go and oh, where am I? Plus you've got to do your steps, you've got your guys around you and you're live and you're thinking about my shoes and my outfit. So, okay.
Just Bob came in the other day and said,
I thought the way that she handled it was like, hey, how many people? I mean, I've had malfunctions tons of times on stage, shoes falling off, zippers have broken, earrings, you know, band playing in a wrong key.
Okay,
and you're trying to hear
it.
Yourself, so
get
I get it.
It,
I get it. So
just
give
the
her
fact
br-
that
I don't
she
know,
got paid $500,000
to
mouth sync.
Well, she's not mouth syncing. She's okay. Singing over tracks. Okay, that I'm sticking up for you, Mariah. Know that this one person's sticking up for you. Okay, 2017 kicks off with a celestial pairing.
Can people hear me laughing here? I mean, you're just going for it.
A host of special sights are in store for skygazers in 2017. The new year begins with a cool conjunction of the waxing crescent moon and the dazzling planet of Venus.
I don't think
they're going to be back for an encore. So, you know, there's kinds of weird stuff going on, but I think it's planetary stuff. Except this time the moon will have shifted between Venus and Mars. You'll be able to watch the planets of love and war sticking close together all through January, but the major astronomical event of 2017 will be the total solar eclipse on August 21st.
August
it's a 21st. Total. Not since 1979 has there been a total eclipse.
Well, there's people then haven't even been born when the last one was there.
That's right. Now, Monday, today, marks another day of creme de la creme of college football. You're excited about this. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Quit making a face. Iowa and Florida kick things off in Outback Bowl today. Wisconsin and Western Michigan will duke it out. And the Cotton Bowl Classic on ESPN. Penn State takes on USC. For the Rose Bowl, Oklahoma and Auburn hope to end the day with a sweep note in the Sugar Bowl. This just goes on and on. Isn't it great? And Crimson and Alabama go head-to-head January 9th in the college football playoff title game.
I saw the games, and it wasn't close. Clemson and Alabama just trounced Washington and Ohio State. So it goes back to Alabama and Clemson again, just like it was last year. So other things that are happening, and just get ready for this year. They're not giving Trump an inch, and they're going on. This is the latest one. I was listening to the news this morning while we were getting ready. And this woman comes on. She talks about Trump and the Russians. She did everything but say that Trump was a traitor to this country. Oh, well, you know what? You know, he just said, you know, when he said he's not looking at those Russians. You know, he's saying that, hey, maybe there's more to it. You know, he's their puppet. You know, this kind of stuff. And I'm listening to this woman, and I'm thinking to myself, I said, first of all, how can you accuse somebody that's not even president yet of selling out the country? Because she kept saying it. And then the other person said, well, wait a minute. Obama has been in here for 8 years, and he hasn't done anything. How can you just lay it all on to Trump already? And the woman spun totally off that and back into the fact that, well, he said that, you know, that they didn't hack. And they didn't hack our election. And then they start talking about, well,
and we will have to end it right there as we're coming up on the top of the hour. You've been listening to a playback, and we've got another hour to go of the best of Free Fire Radio from January the 1st, 2017. What a difference a year makes. Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The extreme cold holding a vast swath of the country in its icy grip is blamed for several deaths in the Midwest. Intense cold stretching from Texas to Canada, Montana and Wyoming to New England. You can add to that dangerously low wind chills, keeping a lot but not all people indoors.
A swim along the Chicago waterfront had to be canceled because of the cold. Despite the risk of hypothermia in Milwaukee, the traditional swim in Lake Michigan went on. In New York, it was only about 17 degrees for the annual polar bear plunge at Coney Island. It didn't keep Lorena Ambrosio out of the water.
It was painful. My whole body is stinging. I feel like I'm going a little numb, but I'm happy that I did it.
It was a big change from last year at Coney Island when temperatures were about 50. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran's supreme leader blames external forces interfering in his country's internal affairs for violent demonstrations that continue.
Iran has seen 6 days of protests. These protests started over economic reasons and have spiraled across the country, focused increasingly on targeting the government and demanding government officials step down, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Correspondent John Gambrell, at least 21 people have been killed in the protests as demonstrators clash with security forces, including members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. President Trump voicing support for the demonstrators, tweeting, "It's time for change in Iran." The president's also tweeting a suggestion that the Justice Department is part of the so-called deep state. He says justice should take action against former Clinton aide Huma Abedin and former FBI Director James Comey. Stocks in positive territory on Wall Street. The Dow's up 66 points, the Nasdaq ahead 86. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Madison Reed, and my mom named her Revolutionary Hair Color Company after me. My mom taught me that women can do anything they set their mind to.
Hi, I'm Madison's mom, Amy Errett. I founded Madison Reed with the idea to create luxurious, ammonia-free, salon-quality, at-home hair color that saves women time and money. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, multidimensional, shiny hair. I'm proud to say Madison Reed is a female-led company. From our chief marketing officer to our master colorist, we're all women and top experts in our field. Founded in love, we are a hair color company led by women, made for women. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code GRATEFUL. That's code GRATEFUL.
Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Bingo.
Industry research shows that 2017 was the safest year ever for commercial airlines.
Air travel has been getting progressively safer for decades as regulations are tightened and more airlines adhere to international standards. But last year was the first in which not a single person died on a commercial passenger jet. The figures don't include cargo planes or propeller aircraft, on which there were a small number of fatal accidents. At a time when more passenger flights are being operated than ever before, the figures represent a considerable achievement for the industry. But a Dutch consultancy firm behind the figures sounds a note of caution. It says the extraordinarily low accident rate must be put down in part to good fortune.
That's the BBC's Steve Jackson. Egypt has executed four Islamic terrorists following their conviction by a military tribunal of killing three military academy students in a 2015 bomb attack that wounded six others. News and analysis at townhall.com. After a two-year hiatus, a tax on medical devices is back.
The tax legislation passed by Congress and signed into law by President Donald Trump just before Christmas will be a boon for corporate America this year and beyond, except for medical device manufacturers. In fact, a 2.3% excise tax on the industry went back into effect yesterday after being suspended for the last 2 years. The excise tax was originally imposed in 2013 as part of the Affordable Care Act, despite strong opposition from the industry. But when Congress voted to suspend the tax for 2016 and 2017, the expectation was it would be permanently abolished before 2018. It was not. Mike Brossia, Washington.
The longtime leader of the New York City Ballet is retiring in the midst of an investigation into accusations of sexual misconduct against him. Peter Martins wrote a letter to the company's board of directors announcing his retirement. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And a good Tuesday morning, the first working day of 2018, and it's Bob Balaji here, engineer, producer, and bottle washer for KCNR's Free Fire Radio. And today, Carl and Linda are celebrating an extension day of their anniversary. Of course, they got married on January 1st, and I think this was their 10th, so they took an extra day off, but they will be back here tomorrow with bright, shiny voices to get you into your new year. So in the meantime, what we did is we took a year time machine and stepped back 12 months to January the 2nd, 2017. We're playing back that show for you, so you'll hear some stuff that's kind of dated, but interesting to hear how the last 365 days have influenced and changed our world. Here now, a playback of Free Fire Radio, again, from January the 2nd, 2017.
Good morning, everybody. It is January the 2nd, 2017. The time is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and our phone line is here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We decided we were going to come in today. You know, it's a holiday everywhere. It's the place I go to get coffee in the morning, closed.
Well, you know what? It is a holiday for a lot of people. Everybody, yeah. But I was just trying to turn on all of the...
All right. So anyway, we're back at the show here at currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have rain and snow today with our highs of about 38, and then tonight lows of 33. Tomorrow calls for a high of 40 with lows of 37. And, yes, we're going to have rain all week. It's going to be a cold week. It's great to bring out those coats. And a lot of people probably got heavy coats for Christmas. It's great to give coats, to wear coats. And if you want to give coats away, great time to be able to go take them to the mission. I'm sure that there's people out there that can use your heavy coats. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every time you read it. Let's go to the phones to Rally Sally. Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Yes, I just wanted to call in and let people know that there is no Reading Patriots meeting tonight. The church that hosts us is having a conference there, and we will resume our meetings on January 9th.
All right. Well, wonderful.
I just wanted to weigh in on the conversation that you were having before the break, Carl, when you were talking about how the country is you know, how the Republicans have taken so many seats and governorships and legislatures and things like that. Unfortunately, the opposite is happening here in California.
Yes, it is happy. It is opposite.
Yes, in fact, California now has a supermajority of Democrats, which means our Republican representatives basically, they're not even needed down there anymore. There's nothing they can do to stop a vote. There's nothing they can do to change it.
Well, there's nothing the governor can even do, I think. I don't know. Do they have the supermajority yet?
Yes, they do.
They do. Okay, well, you know what? This is just, I know where you're going with this, but.
Yes, California is just going the other way. And with this Cal exit movement afoot, you know, to where California wants to secede and become their own country.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
How with the rest of the country are we going to get?
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's a new beginning this year. Let's see what happens. I know there's a lot of people that back now on the East Coast and in the president's group that believe on a lot more about individual rights. At least I hope. Anyway, thanks, Sally.
Thank you very much.
You
Carl.
Bet. No meeting tonight. You do. Happy New Year. Okay, let's go to Randy. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Am I wrong about the 49ers?
Yeah. Hey, let me say, I don't know a thing about football at all, but I do know why they lost 14-2. I know exactly why, because these other teams, they did not want to be humiliated by losing to a team and to a city that stands for how the, you know, so they just played harder.
Yeah.
They did not want to be beaten by a San Francisco.
By San Francisco.
And I have another question, comment.
Okay.
That terrorist attack in Turkey.
Yeah.
They're showing footage of it on TV, and it shows, you know, a guy dressed in black outside, and then inside somebody in a Santa costume or whatever.
Okay.
And they're not talking about the guy outside that comes in there with a gun. He's a skinny guy. And then the footage of this Santa that's leaving with the, you know, that they're saying was a terrorist too in there.
Well, you know, what they're saying is, I saw the footage of the guy coming in, and they're saying that this is different because what they did was he changed clothes in there. So I wonder if he changed into a Santa costume and ran out.
Do you see how fat he is, though?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't know. Yeah, no, I didn't see that part.
The guy coming in, skinny. I mean, he walks totally different. The guy in the Santa, you know, he's crunched over like an old man, you know, walking out. So I think it's two different people, but maybe they just don't want to release that.
Well, Randy, thanks a lot. Happy New Year, buddy.
Thanks for thought.
You too, Carl.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are here with the Enjoy Magazine folks, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Good morning and
happy New Year.
Happy
anniversary, too.
Yeah, happy anniversary to you
happy,
us. And to you guys celebrated a lot. Hey, we're looking for something. We're going to take another caller here. Henry, good morning and welcome to KCNR as we're talking about political stuff before we go into Enjoy. What's on your mind?
Well, what I'd like to have you and Carl do is read your history books a little bit. Now, I'm old enough to remember this. You folks aren't. But what the Democrats are doing now, I remember very plainly as a 10-year-old boy what happened in Germany under the Nazi regime.
Oh, and okay.
This is almost the same thing as the Democrats are doing now.
Well, if they're what they've done is they got a supermajority. You know, I really hesitate.
About is the Democrats ranting and raving about Trump and so on and so forth.
Okay, but I really hesitate.
And the Democrats are acting like the Nazi Party did prior to World War II.
I really hesitate, and I understand what you're saying, Henry, because they are, you know, because they're saying some really horrible things. But I hesitate in comparing anybody to Nazis, and I'll tell you why, because you do remember that, and my dad fought in it, and when people say, oh, you're a Nazi, I think of Nazis as people putting out extermination camps and all the horrible things they did. Nobody's at that level, and nobody's even close to that level. However, and it could be, and we've got to be watching, but the things that are being said is not by the majority. Of course, back then, when the Nazis started, it wasn't either. Anyway, we have got to run, Henry, but thanks so much for calling.
You You bet.
You bet, buddy. Happy New Year. Okay, well, now we're enjoy the magazine.
With our James
name. Masada and Rhonda Ball.
Well, Rhonda Ball has been married now. She is married.
Rhonda Alvey. I'm sorry.
No,
Rhonda.
And I went there, too, and I was like, okay.
No, I
it's
I said,
okay. It's
I put
changed
it down.
Back.
I put
it
down.
Was short-lived.
Are you hyphenating? Are you
no.
going all the way?
Yeah, yeah, good for you, huh?
Are you going all the way?
All the way.
She went all the way. If Rhonda Alvey, she got married.
Okay. Well, no, some people hyphenate.
Did you go all the way?
It took me for a while because I had two albums out as Linda Regan. And I said, God, I got
are
this
you
whole...
Linda Bott?
Yeah, let me finish. So I had all these, you know,
she's
I did.
Been
I
like
had
this.
A...
She's been combative.
No,
all
you've been combative, so I'm just
no,
saying back
you've
to
been
you.
Been combative.
When you have a long period of time with a professional, right, Rhonda, mm-hmm. you have had, you know, publications with your name, lots of things
you
with
have
your
a brand.
Name. You have a brand. So to change it means that, okay, now in searches for me, personally, you know, so I'm Linda Snook as a, you know, I had an album to Linda Regan. Too, so it's Linda Bott. So because I decided when I married Carl, I was going to completely change. But as you know, Social Security, it's
not fun.
No,
I'm still working on it.
And I just wish every man
passport?
Could go through it once.
No.
Every
yet.
Man should go through dressing in drag, yeah. putting on high heels, wearing
right.
nylons, putting a G-string on and
uh-huh.
a bra.
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
No, and getting dressed and wearing it all day long, and then they need to know what it is to go through changing your complete name.
Yeah.
And what the process
is.
So you
process.
Can just be a
yeah.
little bit more appreciative
sure
of what it's
like.
I'm not
sure why we have to wear a G-string and a bra all day to know
yeah,
about this.
You need to
as
know the
is.
Feeling
hey,
of what
it is
to what we go through.
My name's
she
been
forgot,
changed.
She
my
forgot. Period.
Yeah.
And having a baby.
And yes.
Right. And menopause.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We haven't gone through that either. So, gosh,
well,
damn.
Menopause.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Damn us. Damn men. Those aren't one of the, but there's still 100 reasons why it's really good to be a guy. You know, like we can give, you know, we can jump up and give high fives. We can do chest bumps. We can wear the
chest
same
bumps.
Clothes. We can wear the same clothes to the party, run into each other, and become best friends for life. James and I can drive from here to Sacramento, never say a word to each other, and at the end, we don't think we hate each other. We like each other because we don't have to sit there and chit-chat. You want to go for another 99 reasons it's good to be a guy? Okay, we've got to take a break now. We haven't started.
Rhonda
this,
Alvey,
this
anyway,
portion
congratulations.
Of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield.
And at 8:15, you've been listening to a best of Free Fire Radio from January the 2nd. 1 year ago today, and we will continue with that playback. This portion of this year's Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace, the musical Tell the Story of the Famous Song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to
seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, January 19th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, the time is 8:19. You're listening to a best of playback, Free Fire Radio. Excuse me, from 1 year ago, January the 2nd, 2017. Oh, what a difference a year makes! And Carl and Linda, of course, taking an additional day off to enjoy their anniversary. They will be back in studio tomorrow. And tomorrow we also kick off Sharon Clark's new show, Generations. So be sure you listen for that, beginning at 9 a.m. Meanwhile, let's go back to a playback, Free Fire Radio from 1 year ago today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hit me with
Carl
your
and
best
Bott.
Shot.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, January the 2nd, 2017.
You're not being 39. Oblivious. Hit me with your best shot.
Look, I am here. I am present. I'm trying to do a commercial. Okay, a spot for you. Because this Thursday, you're going to be at...
Oh, thank you.
You're going to be at Wind River singing, and it's a new time and
Overtime.
A new place.
Overtime Lounge, whole new regime, 6:30 to 8:30, my same trio, Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, Bobby Viramontes, and, of course, wonderful trombonist Joe Larson. And, yeah, it's going to be a whole new...
Cleveland's great.
And so we've been in Elements Lounge, and they said, we want to book you next year, so it'll be the first Thursday of every month, and we want to put you in overtime. I'm not verklempt. I'm just kind of like, ooh, it's different, you know? And so I want to do some things that are more, like, even newer, kind of fun, edgy.
Have you heard Cleveland sing?
I've been trying to say, are you going to sing with me? Are you going to sing?
He sings beautifully. But it's either sing or play, and he loves to play. But I'm like, dude, you've got to do both. And
he did sing back up on Oh Holy Night.
Yeah. Good.
So I'm going to see this season. We're going to try to get
Elements Lounge. It's not at Elements. It's at
Overtime.
Overtime. But give him a call at 243-3377 and book your reservations because it's going to start at 6:30. So you want to get there around 6. I know just everything that can happen this year. I want it all to happen this day.
Yeah.
This day. And it is because we locked you two out.
Again,
our crackerjack staff. You know, and then the phone just rang and it doesn't have it on. I mean...
And then we try to get the issue to come up for Linda because we only have it online.
Yeah, no, tell everybody what happened here.
Because the issue was supposed to be here and delivered already, but it was hijacked down to...
The Russians did it, okay? The Russians have been... They're totally responsible
for
everything that's happened today.
They hacked the delivery schedule and they moved it all the way, and they took the truck all the way to Sacramento.
All right, welcome Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Hey, you guys!
Hey, happy New Year.
If I want to look at it...
2017.
Yeah. Anyway,
so we'll get the magazine tomorrow.
We'll have it.
And we're going to have a bunch of them here, so you can come on down and get them. But here's the thing is, isn't it funny? You know, sometimes you just have a day like that. Of course, I can just imagine
I've been gone all
when the truck went by, which you just, I mean, it's kind of like you're standing on the five. waving at it as
pretty
it goes
much.
By.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And here's the clincher, too. We have our delivery driver was going to be gone all week.
Mm-hmm.
So we had James's son who was going to deliver the
right.
magazines, and he had planned, he wanted to get it done before Friday because his birthday's Saturday, and he wanted
oh boy.
To do a ski trip. And
oh, boy.
And he kept waiting and waiting and waiting.
Right.
And
the Russians, I'm telling you, they've just gone into everything topsy-turvy. Okay, so let's hear what, let's just go a little back just a couple weeks, and let's hear about December. How it went for you in the store. Moods, goods, feeling. Tell us all about what happened in the Enjoy store in December.
December is always crazy town in the store. And,
right.
And I love it. And it was crazy town this year.
How many days did you work straight?
From the first week of November.
He never
yeah,
had a day.
I was in there that one day. You know what? Let me tell you something. I go down, Linda and I go down every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we get at least, you know, for Christmas for a box. And now I've got to come down there again this week because I'm sending another box to my sister
uh-huh.
for her birthday.
Nice. Right.
And
yep.
but
January 8th.
Different. It's not her birthday.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, now you've got me all screwed up here.
Okay.
Now is it because I missed it last year. I missed it last year, but I don't think it's the 8th.
Okay. Go ahead. So you're gonna go.
Carl, how long has she been your sister? And I say that lovingly because
yeah,
I can't remember
65.
A damn birthday on anybody.
I think it's her 65.
I can't remember a birthday at all for anybody.
There's one thing that women, you know, women should, if we're with a woman, she should kind of keep track of that.
You should change your name.
And I should change my name. Okay. So what I do is I go to my sister. When's your aunt's birthday? And she goes, it's either this day or this day. And I'm like, you've got to do better than that, Jennifer. Anyway, but we're going to send another package because I tell you what, go to Enjoy the Store and all the great local
yes.
stuff you have. It fills in the box. You all take care of all that.
Yep.
It's gone.
And
it got there on time.
This year was different, though, I have to say, in the buying structure. A lot more. We worked harder this year than ever to achieve our numbers in the sense that last year people had big purchases. There were some things that people bought that were, you know, pretty good dollar amounts. This year, there were a lot of purchases, but people were buying smaller items, lots of smaller items. So we saw a shift in that realm.
They're saying that retail, you know, the retail stores saw an uptick in, you know, this year, but it's not going to help a lot of the really large chain stores. You're going to see a bunch of them just go away.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think this year we saw it finally crossed in. I mean, it's been happening for a long time, but this year was the massive online retail. I mean, like everybody bought
through that.
Not for us, but because we don't have online, but we're working towards that because we want to be, you know, but this year in general,
I think
globally people bought.
We've been talking about that. What we need to do is get our local businesses and get them out there online, competing like that.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about this. And but see, you're kind of the problem with you all. You're limited by because you have so many local people
and one of a kind items.
And one of a kind items that they may be able to make 50.
But they'll not.
And then you'll get an order for 500. What do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's been our challenge. But we're working. We're trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, overcome that portion of.
Well,
you know,
I hear what you're saying, and that is an issue. And like we talked about, Carl and I talked about this morning that, you know, buying online doesn't support unless you're online, like your store's online. But if you're buying online, we talked about it earlier, again, so I'm being redundant, you are not supporting how people stay in business. And we just go into, like, think about the staff and the electricity and the details of what it is to have a storefront and keep a business
operating. Yeah.
So when you're buying online, it's very impersonal and also loses the touch of what's happening with a lot of this, you know, Facebook and internet bullying, because you lose touch of the community of what it is to go in and see James or Rhonda or the staff at Enjoy and say, how are you doing today? And having, gee, I can touch it. I can feel it. I'm part of this. I'm really supporting somebody who worked on it. And there's something that's just very
and you're right. You
important
know,
about that.
That was interesting that you just said that because I've looked at it from that perspective a lot, but what I didn't, I've never taken into consideration is the relational side of my buyers and my relationships with them. Because I know many, many of our buyers now. I mean, we've been doing this for long enough where I have a relationship and a friendship with all of them, and a lot of them come in. Sometimes they don't buy anything, but they just come in and look around, and they say hi, and we catch up and talk, and that's super important.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you go online, I mean, when I buy something down there, I get a little kiss on the forehead,
mm-hmm.
and you know, James. And, and it's kind of like that special thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that online.
And James is so good.
He loves
customers. And
when you're passionate about something, it's then, you know, you want to go into the Enjoy store because you know your everything about it is the love for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this cold store where it's just product. It is... There's so much more. It's organic. There's an organic
and our tagline is our products tell stories. And,
products that are made to enjoy.
Yeah. And for me, I sit in an office behind the store, but a lot of times I can hear what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I find it fascinating, James talking about one of the products in the store and about the person that made it and, you know, how they did it and what they did to get where they were. Mm. And, you know, he knows the backstories of all the products in there. So it's pretty cool.
But unfortunately... We've got a generation that's coming up that this, and I'm holding up my phone right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is their lifeline to everything,
mm-hmm.
and this is how they work. So now you've got to be able to thrive in this
mm-hmm.
by doing both,
right.
by able to have your store there with that personal relationships,
yep.
but also have them have other people come in there and get that one of a kind, be able to sell that story.
Mm-hmm.
And there's right there is the gist of it.
Yes.
Can I sell the story about this jam
mm-hmm.
or this olive oil? And what they when it grabs them right there and they see this, oh, yeah. And I'm willing to wait. Or I'm willing to pay some more because this is special.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to wait for maybe 2 weeks, you know, to be able to have this and put it on a little on back order, that kind of thing. But I think you all will be able to do that.
You'll have to wait till our October when they harvest.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but today is the 3rd of March, and you're going to have to wait till the 5th of October.
Yeah.
And then we'll have your name right here in the top of the list. Okay.
So,
anyway,
yeah.
We're waiting for that. Okay.
The January issue is produced, and it is online, so feel free to go to our website if you want to get there early. But, we have had a mishaps where the truck just passed Reading, and, you know, as we told you, but it's supposed to be here, and we're going to expedite getting it out to everybody.
And it was a special issue this month.
It is a special issue, yeah.
Well, it is a special issue.
It's our special.
We're just a day into January. It'll be here.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Hey, we got to take a break right now, so why don't we do that while, you know, we all get it up on our computers again. This portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, okay, we talked about the people that have been, you know, with us, like Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff has been with us from the beginning. And then we talked about Wind River. And you
are listening to a best of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. Carl and Linda will be back live tomorrow with Free Fire Radio. In the meantime, the program that we are currently playing back comes to us from January the 2nd, 2017, 365 days ago. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani priding himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. More of our best of Free Fire Radio from 1 year ago after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full
service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to a best of Free Fire Radio from January 2nd, 2017. Today, of course, January 2nd, 2018. So we thought we would take a look back. Special guests, of course, Enjoy Magazine. So all the stuff you hear is a year out of date, but that's what makes it kind of interesting, how things have changed. By the way, before we start the playback, once again, top off your day with a huge juicy burger and a real old-fashioned shake, or start your breakfast tomorrow, maybe even later today, with a huge stack of pancakes and eggs at Black Bear Diner. They got something for everyone. Get huge portions of good old family food at great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Buy them at Cypress and Hilltop, just off I-5. Feed your inner bear.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Enjoy yourself, have a big time, dance a little dance, drink a little wine, come on in, the water.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, January 2nd, 2017.
Nice music coming back in.
Oh, he always comes in.
Enjoy yourself. I love that.
He always comes in some good
stuff.
Nice
wording, my friend. Nice wording.
37 degrees, it's gone down in temperature. 37 degrees going. The high today is supposed to be 39, 33 tonight. It looks like we're going to be getting rain. It's going to be a rough week as far as rain, and we possibly getting snow, and then this weekend is going to be a lot of rain. So you got to watch for flooding, too, because we've got having a lot of snow up in the higher elevations, and if it rains, it may cause runoff already. I know, it's hard to believe. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Wow. Man's last stronghold, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Can't get any better than right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. I say it was Man's last stronghold?
Yeah.
Better known business right there.
A lot of guys go there. A
lot of guys. I mean, that place is always filled. Mm-hmm. I mean, one time I walked in there, and I just walked in, and they all were kind of finished almost at the same second. So I just kind of like walked in. Started to write my name. You don't need to write your name. Oh, okay. So I went in and sat down with DC, and he and I caught up on the last, 2 weeks or something. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Now, as you're going to learn, is that if you just tune in right now, is the truck delivering the magazines just kept going south.
Yeah.
And for Christmas and maybe New Year's, and now that they've made the turn, the wide turn down around Fresno, and they're coming back up. So we're looking at this issue on our computers and on our smartphones and in our iPads. You got three different devices here. You've got the future. You've got right here, you've got present and future.
Yeah.
Now, the whole issue, though, was based around health.
Yeah.
Why?
So we have recently started delving into some other things that the magazine can partner with in the community. And Paul David is a young gentleman that has been putting together events. And he came to us to partner with him and Dignity Health to launch a health and wellness fair at the Civic Auditorium, which will be on January 7th. And so one of the things that we did in conjunction with that partnership is we took Enjoy Magazine for the January issue to support this health and wellness event by creating a health and wellness issue. So predominantly, you know, it's not 100%, but predominantly you will see throughout the entire issue articles about health, wellness, well-being, mental health, physical health, eating, you know. So it's a great issue. It's filled with all kinds of great information. Here we are at the New Year's. I know a lot of people get burned out on New Year's resolutions, but you
already?
Know what? Yeah, I know.
The second day.
I know.
Well, January always is a big people join gyms.
Refresh start. Well, yeah.
I was wondering why, because you didn't really tell us it was going to be the health issue, but I was wondering why you wanted the photos of us for our ad in there and the pose down that we had in our Speedos.
Because you're ripped, dude.
In our Speedos and Linda's, of course, in a two-piece there. So I understand now.
Yeah, dude, you're ripped. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, in one of your articles here, let's just share the 17 things. Now, this is interesting because I wouldn't have some of these in my gym bag. And as we know, we're putting together a gym bag, but these are things to add to the gym bag because there becomes a courtesy or a kind of like a, you know, when you have like manners at a restaurant, it's the same thing with etiquette at the gym. So 17 things that should be in your gym bag. A BPA-free water bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay, so water of any kind, actually. Deodorant.
Please.
A sweat cloth. Okay, now a lot of times people will go and work out on equipment, and they keep their hands, their sweaty palms,
their sweaty butt, their sweaty
head, and don't wipe it down. Yeah. Now, I know some gyms will give you like a water bottle or a bottle that has rubbing alcohol or something in it, but you know, you have to have your own towels. Bring a sweat cloth, a bath towel, body wash, shower shoes. Now, that's something I forget sometimes. It's good to have thongs. Or Zoris, or whatever you call them, shower shoes when you go in and out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's let me tell you what.
You can get really...
I don't know what it's like in a woman's bathroom or shower, but...
Isn't it scary?
The men's?
Women's are always kind of clean. You go to a guy's... Okay, now, I've got...
You want hiking boots.
Okay, now, our sports club, I got to tell you this, though, is they give you towels when you walk in. You get the big towel and a small towel.
Yeah, that's nice.
For wiping yourself off and all this. But you're right. I mean, and it's always clean, but you wonder. You know, what's teeming down there?
Headphones, extra socks, a clean change of clothes. No kidding. Plastic bags are perfect to store sweaty clothing in when you get home. No kidding. A healthy snack. Sometimes we forget to have those little protein bars while you're in between working out. A first aid kit. Don't forget any medications you normally take in case you may find a rise or a fall during something. A gym lock and a heart monitor.
Okay, the heart monitor. I was okay all the way up to then because that scares me now.
Or a Fitbit.
Okay, now here's the other thing, too. You also need to find out where that machine on this wall is, the one that you can put the paddles on your heart.
Yeah.
You know,
The defibrillator.
Yeah. And you find out, okay, does everybody in here know how to use that? Oh, yeah, we train in that all the time. Okay. Then I like to work out right next to the defibrillator so I can, as I fall, I can just point.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. One of your other articles is about...
bottle of Lysol. Somebody said
bottle of Lysol.
Okay.
One of your... Another article you've got coming up, Needlepoint, about your acupuncture.
Yeah.
People have been asking me lately, do you have an acupuncturist or do you know of anybody? And frankly, I do this in the Sacramento area, but I've never done it here. So tell us about it.
Well, Rhonda's, I mean, we have an article on a couple that has started this new facility. But Rhonda's,
my niece
has an acupuncturist, or she is an acupuncturist and has her own facility
wow.
here in town as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
Radiant Sun.
Radiant Sun,
yeah.
yeah. And we have done an article, I think, with her or on her. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of a, you know, just another opportunity
to
talk about.
And this is a different, you know,
yes, totally.
This is a different kind of place. It's kind of a community acupuncture where you sit in a room with other people and you're all in reclining chairs and they work on you in a group. I mean, you know, it's not like you're all there at the same time or whatever.
It's just an open space.
Yeah.
It's not like you go in for a private,
right.
you know. So
you've done this before, right?
Puncture before.
So tell me about it. Because a lot of people, you know, they know that, you know, they believe in chiropractors and masseuses and all this. But acupuncturists.
Thousands of years old.
Yeah,
yeah.
The whole idea is to put a
needle.
Very thin
yeah.
needle
and it doesn't
into
hurt.
A certain spot. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. I've had it done one time, but into a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to?
It activates the body's recovery system. There's something about it that is going in and causing. If it's almost like the body accepts it as a wound. You know, I mean,
yeah.
it
yeah.
sounds horrible, but it's really not. But the body immediately responds to it by flooding that area with. You know, whatever it may be.
The right things.
The blood or, yeah.
To and stop it from hurting.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think there's a lot more to
allergies,
it.
And they're
yeah.
talking about weight loss.
I did it for plantar fasciitis.
It did.
I haven't had a problem with it.
They're saying anxiety now,
uh-huh.
too. If you're an anxious person, they can help, you know, to help calm you. So this place is really great. The husband and wife that run it are really neat. I got to go take the photos for it, so
mm-hmm.
I got to go in there.
They do discounts for veterans.
Yeah.
And,
and it's actually what they're trying to do. There's an organization in this country for acupuncturists that it's like a communal, and they believe in that. And their whole premise is to bring acupuncture to the masses, make it affordable. And that's why they don't spend a lot of money on their overhead. They spend it with being able to serve
I wonder if you
patients.
Could have what kind of – I wonder if you could do is have a kind of a traveling acupuncturist, you know, that comes to your home. That to me,
oh, I
that,
so.
I
mean,
you know, that
yeah.
to me would be very. I think that would be very viable
if you pay for
because,
it, yeah.
yeah, if you pay for, it, I mean,
yeah.
Because you know, then you can just go from spot to spot to spot to do that. And
I don't know that they would, but I could imagine that they probably even would. You know, if you're going to pay for it, but they have
because then your overhead really goes down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In that regard,
yeah.
yeah.
Anyway,
so yeah, it was a really great. It's just a big open space. They've got tons of recliners that they're all covered. You lay down on the recliner, it lays almost completely flat, and then they work on you. And it's like you can just come in, you know, and, yeah, it was just,
yeah.
just really neat. And
cool.
they're really neat people. So if you read the article, you'll find out a little bit more about their
right.
their beliefs and their premise and what they're trying to achieve. They're trying to bring this specialty treatment to the masses that's affordable. And it's part of their DNA, and it's part of an organization that's in North America that's trying to do this, both in the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah.
And they're on Victor Avenue, and they have a website, and you can read about them in our magazine, and you can check out their website.
Okay. But would you say your daughter-in-law or daughter?
My niece.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. But this isn't my niece. The story's not about
No,
her.
I know that, but I'm just thinking about
yeah.
is that probably we need a guest. We haven't had an acupuncturist on.
Mm-hmm.
Probably find out more about this at the Health Expo this weekend.
Absolutely.
Again, tell us
mm-hmm.
the place, the times, what kind of booths and information that we're going to see.
Go ahead.
It's going to be at the Reading Civic, and it is on the 7th, and it's free. For people
wow.
to come to,
its
and
primary sponsor is Dignity, so Dignity
okay.
will be there in full force doing all kinds of things. But we'll have booths from all kinds of businesses that, you know, deal with health and wellness, both mental, I think, physical, spiritual, all that kind of stuff. We will have a booth there in Joywill. We're going to bring a bunch of our vendors in that are going to be talking about, you know, you'll be able to do, I guess,
tasting
and sampling.
Ooh, like nuts and
things that are,
yeah,
yeah, on the healthy list. So, yeah.
And the expo is from 10 to 5. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we can learn more about that this weekend, again, at the Health Expo. So we're going to take a break here. Our guests are Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. And you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Dandelion, one of my favorite boutiques of all time. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend. Or just go in and find out how you would like to start your tour.
And you're listening to a best of Free Fire Radio from a year ago. That's right, January 2nd, 2017, because Carl and Linda are extending their anniversary vacation, and much deserved. They will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, on Hump Day, with ready to kick off the brand new year. In the meantime, we're going to play a few commercials and then be back with more of this best of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And once again, we return to a playback of a best of Free Fire Radio from January the 2nd, 2017. Carl and Linda Bott will be back in studio live tomorrow.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It's currently 37 degrees. Yeah, we locked
out. Going up to 39 today.
We locked out. Enjoy. We had the doors locked. We said, hey, everybody's off today, but not us. We're here live on KCNR 1460. Carla Linda Bott. Our guests this morning are Rhonda Alvey, James Masada.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another one that's been with us, another company or business that's been with us since August 4th, 2007. The very first show I ever did over at another unnamed station. And been with us ever since. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. It's a better-known business. You have Espresso Joe's, which is great coffee. It's got great everything in there. Veterans get discounts. You got all types of coffees there. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply fantastic. You're going to be treated very, very well by the people at Tobacco and Brew. It's open 7 days a week. It starts at 7:30 in the morning. You can't get any better than that. Tobacco and Brew does a lot for our community. Okay, James Masada and Rhonda Alme.
Hello, hello.
And if you're looking for the latest issue of Enjoy the magazine, the truck that's carrying it is making the wide turn around Stockton at this point.
Be in today.
And coming back.
Goodness,
it'll be back in today.
What a nightmare.
Oh, I know. You know what? Isn't it funny how things start? Because we had all new bump music. We had all this stuff we were going to, launch today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our regular producer is gone, and he didn't leave that one little spot where Bob can find it. And unless it's marked in a certain spot, I mean, where are you going to look? We got like 1,000 songs here.
Yeah.
So we've got phone calls coming in, hopefully, that'll tell us where he's hidden it. Okay. Anyway.
You guys know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
you know what? Ours is kind of
roll
like,
with it.
Ours is kind of like superficial next to yours where your whole shipment just disappeared.
And I've been gone all week. I've been out of town.
Yeah.
So thankfully, I uploaded everything on the website. So.
At least
it's there.
It's on the website. So how can you find
it's
it?
It's real.
If you want to look at it right now, you go to
enjoymagazine.net, and you can see it there. We also have the full version on issue, but that is not on our website yet. That'll be on our website in about probably 45 minutes.
It's easy to go back and smack somebody in the
goodness,
mouth.
Yeah.
Well, what is 2017? Let's go around. What is 2017 for you, Rhonda? You've had a big year. You've had a grandbaby, or maybe two. One's coming.
One due in June. I had my grandson was born 2 days before Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we just turned one. My oldest grandchild just turned 8 yesterday, so we celebrated at the 49er game. And
you had a wedding?
Two weddings. I got married and Jenna got married last year. So, I mean, 2016 was a good year for me, but I just have a good feeling about 2017.
I have a great feeling about 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I heard a lot of people say that.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about the election. I'm just talking about, I think
politics aside, I think it's going to be a good year.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
James?
I certainly hope so. For me, we kind of talked about this, is to be less, I guess, in the business and more on development. So spending less time actually on the floor of the store and spending more time...
Less in the tactical side and more in the strategic side.
Yeah, trying to get, what our next move is, where, bigger, better, stronger, that whole...
Well, I think you've got to continue to change. You've got to continue to grow. I mean, we're doing that right now.
And we had a big meeting and talked about, we have some goals that we want to accomplish next year, and we are making a list, and we're going to really going to work on it. And we get so busy that we just don't do a lot of things because we're too busy keeping up with everything. We did hire somebody in July who is helping us in the office, but she's also doing a lot of other stuff.
She's awesome.
And she's amazing.
Young.
And she's has a lot of energy. And
fresh
she's
out of
smart,
college. Yeah, super smart.
So we're really lucky that Kendra has come on board. And so she's picking up a lot of the slack. So now we're able to think. And we
when you're wrapped in the when
that,
you're in the middle
yeah.
of the fight, it's when you're out in the middle of the swamp, surrounded by alligators, it's hard to remember you just came out there to drain the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
So because you can't do it, and we're in the same thing. And we've hired a new sales associate, and we're going to be looking really. We've got some new things going with on how people advertise and what we can do to offer more than just
and we're working
just
on that
on
as well.
Ordinary. On that. So you got to keep reinventing yourself or you're just going to be kind of like past.
Right. And we're 10 years old. I mean, we've been around for a while. So we want to keep everything fresh. We want people to still think that we're exciting and, and we have some really great ideas and we have a really great team and we really are like a family, kind of like a family run business. So I've been working with James for almost 20 years. So...
Yeah.
Well, just like a family-run business.
You've got to figure out what you – everybody needs to think about this, and I think we need to take heed is how do we stay fresh in our minds, within ourselves, so that we can treat other people and treat, and we just are tired, bringing tired. It's a business, it's relationships, mm-hmm. it's friendships. You know, you've got to always weed your garden. Sometimes we get tired and the weeds grow, and you've got to be thinking about that. And I think that for me, 2017 is about making sure that I pull my weeds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good. Well,
they always say, who has the worst plumbing in town?
The plumber.
The plumber.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they are busy doing it for everybody else. By the time they get home,
mm-hmm.
that's the last thing they want to do. So, yeah, same thing. But, yeah, so.
Hey, I'm going to throw a thank you out here to Jimmy. I remember your show on the other station. I couldn't wait when I heard you and Linda were going to start KCNR. I tuned in on the first day and have been here ever since.
Nice.
You know, when you hear things like that, and thanks so much, Jimmy, and you think about the people been with us. You know, Bob's been with us since, I don't know, 2 years after we started, Bob, something like that, and he's been here. You know, of course, Bob Belongi, Diane. We've had people who've been here. If they left, it's because, you know, in two cases they got married. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was pretty, disloyal. But they left to get married.
Right.
You know, and we had that. And
somebody moved. One of our first gals moved. And when Santos was here, he just left the business.
It's totally.
Kind of, you don't mind if they leave the media business and they go to another business.
Right.
When they, if somebody, and we've been lucky because somebody's like jumped, you know.
Well, and when we used to do the show on Thursday nights, everybody that you've had here working, producing, has been amazing.
That, yeah.
You know, we
friendly
usually,
and good and
We have the people we pick are just kind of like somebody you know you want in your family. You know, some of them are eccentric. but they're always there. You can always count on.
Yeah.
So yeah, and little things like this. You know, like, hey, where'd the music go? If that's the worst thing that can happen here, then this 2017 is going to be great. and it will be. So, okay. Big thing one more time, of course, is, you know, the issue that we have here is going to be out, tomorrow?
It should be here tomorrow. Yeah, let's just hope.
And if it isn't, don't make it too weird.
Yeah, there are so many articles that we haven't even touched on. I mean, from Hip Hoppin' with Fred, what is it, Vassallo?
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
That looks really cool. We did the needle point, which is acupuncture. Chasing Rainbows, a personal story about somebody that, you know, had issues in life and has turned to running. Moving Mountains, Shasta Rock Club Climbing Gym, which is a really cool thing.
We're
just opened.
It's been around for a while, but it moved to a new location, yeah.
If you now this is where you just kind of like climb up the side of the hill there. But it's
a pretty, I mean, if you read the article, they spent a lot of time with the purchase of their rock wall, that it is, you know, it can change constantly.
Well, you got to do that, because after people climb it 10 times, and they're bored. Yeah.
Small steps, big changes, making worksite wellness a priority. So this is about, you know, here we are all sitting in here, but obviously taking care of ourselves even when we're at work, and many businesses are implementing the ability to get up and move and stuff throughout.
And we're going to fade it down at that point because we have run out of time for the hour. You've been listening to a best of Free Fire Radio from 1 year ago today, January the 2nd, 2017. Carl and Linda will be back live tomorrow right here on Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. News from Town Hall brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, newly remodeled store 2143 Hilltop Drive.
From townhall.com, I'm Wally Himes. From north to south and midwest to east, bone-chilling cold gripping much of the nation and blamed for several deaths. Minus 32 in parts of South Dakota, close to zero last night in Alabama and Georgia. And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chenard says this could stick around.
Maybe not quite as cold, but it's going to stay below normal across the Midwest straight through much of this week. We're talking about high temperatures in the teens and low temperatures still around.